How stem cell research is shaping the future of tissue regeneration. Tissue regeneration has long been a promising frontier in biomedical science. Conventional medical treatments often focus on managing symptoms or slowing disease progression. However, regenerative medicine aims to repair or replace damaged tissues entirely. Stem cells are at the center of this transformation because of their ability to self-renew. This makes them valuable for treating diseases such as cancer, diabetes, age-related disorders, and tissue damage. Their versatility supports advances in regenerative medicine, which aims to restore damaged tissues in patients with severe medical conditions. Advances in cellular biology, biotechnology, and clinical research have steadily expanded the understanding of how stem cells behave. Scientists continue to explore how these unique cells can rebuild damaged structures, stimulate healing processes, and improve patient outcomes. Understanding the role of stem cells in tissue regeneration. Stem cells possess two characteristics that make them valuable for regenerative medicine. The first is their ability to self-renew, which allows them to divide and maintain their population over long periods. The second is their capacity to differentiate into specialized cell types, including muscle cells, nerve cells, and skin cells. This flexibility allows stem cells to participate in the repair and regeneration of damaged tissues. When introduced into an injured area or stimulated within the body, these cells can develop into any specific cell type. In many cases, they also release signaling molecules that influence surrounding cells and encourage natural healing responses. They also play a key role in organ development and tissue maintenance. A scientific study regulated their activity during organogenesis by signaling pathways such as WNT, Notch, and Hedgehog signaling pathways. Scientific advances driving regenerative medicine. Researchers have improved their ability to grow stem cells in controlled laboratory environments. They can now guide their differentiation into specific tissue types and deliver them to targeted areas within the body. Laboratory techniques have also improved the ability to create tissue models that mimic human organs. These models allow scientists to study how cells interact within complex biological systems and test therapies before moving into trials. Modern biomedical research increasingly combines traditional cell biology with advanced computational technologies, such as artificial intelligence, AI. A World Journal of Stem Cell study notes that AI analyzes data to evaluate stem cell quality, safety, and therapeutic efficiency. AI-based solutions can support several areas of biological research, including understanding stem cell behavior, improving identification and characterization, optimizing delivery methods, modeling stem cell activity, predicting treatment outcomes. AI is continuing to expand what's possible in stem cell research and regenerative drug discovery. As a result, researchers are increasingly seeking an AI drug discovery platform with these capabilities. According to Alloy Therapeutics, these platforms enable the integration of AI into every step of stem cell discovery from the outset. Thus, it can be used for generative design, high-precision optimization, predictive developability, and more. Applications of stem cells in tissue repair. Worldwide, researchers are studying how stem cells can help repair injuries to the heart, spinal cord, skin, and other organs. Cardiovascular disease illustrates how regenerative medicine may reshape treatment approaches. Cardiac regeneration aims to restore heart function after myocardial infarction by replenishing lost cardiomyocytes. Current cell therapy approaches using cardiac or non-cardiac cells have shown only limited clinical improvement. Recent research highlights extracellular vesicles derived from stem cells as promising alternatives. These nano-sized molecules carry therapeutic cargo that can reduce inflammation, limit cell death, decrease infarct size, and improve heart function. Neurological disorders have also become a major focus of regenerative research. Stem cell-based therapies show strong potential for treating neurological disorders by supporting the repair of damaged neural tissue. An NCBI study examined several stem cell types across conditions such as Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's disease, and multiple sclerosis. Studies from animal models and early clinical trials suggest these cells may provide therapeutic benefits through neuron replacement. Despite encouraging progress, challenges related to safety, scalability, cell sourcing, and regulatory requirements remain. This highlights the need for further clinical trials and continued advances in technologies such as gene editing. challenges in translating stem cell research into therapies. Despite its strong therapeutic potential, translating stem cell research into clinical applications faces several major challenges. One key issue is the lack of standardized protocols for stem cell differentiation, manufacturing, and quality control. This makes it difficult to ensure consistent, reproducible therapeutic outcomes. Safety concerns also remain significant, particularly the risk of tumor formation associated with pluripotent stem cells. This can happen because of the possibility of immune rejection after transplantation. Ethical debates surrounding the use of embryonic stem cells continue to influence research and regulatory policies. In addition, variability within stem cell populations can affect treatment predictability. The high cost and logistical complexity of large-scale cell production and delivery limit accessibility. Producing stem cell therapies at a scale suitable for widespread clinical use requires specialized facilities and strict quality control systems. Researchers and biotechnology companies continue to develop improved manufacturing techniques that support consistent cell production. Regulatory pathways further complicate clinical translation, as therapies must meet strict safety and efficacy standards before approval. This requires close collaboration among researchers, clinicians, industry, and regulatory agencies. Frequently asked questions. What role do stem cell banks play in regenerative medicine research? Stem cell banks store well-characterized stem cell lines that researchers can access for scientific studies and therapeutic development. These repositories help maintain consistent quality and genetic information across research projects. Access to reliable stem cell banks supports reproducibility in experiments and enables scientists to study disease mechanisms more efficiently. How do scientists ensure the quality of stem cells used in research and therapy? Researchers rely on strict laboratory protocols and quality control procedures to verify the purity and genetic stability of stem cells. Techniques such as genomic screening, cell surface marker analysis, and functional assays help confirm that stem cells behave as expected. Maintaining high-quality cell cultures is important for reducing risks and ensuring reliable outcomes during both research and clinical applications. Can stem cell therapies be personalized for individual patients? Personalized stem cell therapies are becoming an area of growing interest in regenerative medicine. For example, scientists can create patient-specific induced pluripotent stem cells, IPS cells, by reprogramming a person's own adult cells. Clinicians can also extract existing stem cells types, such as MSCs, from a patient's adipose, fat, tissue or bone marrow. These cells can then be studied to understand disease progression or developed into treatments tailored to the patient's genetic profile. Scientific advances in cell biology, laboratory techniques, and biomedical analysis have expanded the understanding of how stem cells support tissue repair. Researchers around the world are investigating their potential across a range of medical conditions, from cardiovascular disease to neurological injury. Challenges remain in areas such as safety, regulation, and large-scale production. Continued research and collaboration will be necessary to address these issues and bring regenerative therapies to patients who need them. Stem cell science will likely remain a key driver of innovation as researchers work toward advanced treatments.